This is Old Gods, written by Entangled Now, read by Lily Wordsmith. Sam was supposed to wait for Dean. He knows as much. They were supposed to meet back at the motel to go over the history of this particular wood together, then do another search tomorrow morning. But it's just a handful of worshippers. Sam's good enough to follow them and see where they go. He's good enough to do a little recon mission. He needs something to take back to Dean, to avoid explaining how his search of the first victim's house had been a total bust. It's just a handful of worshippers. Only it's not. Because the next thing he knows, there's 5, 10, 20, and he ends up falling. He ends up smashing into the ground under a riot of hands, and there's something over his face, and everything just goes away. Sam wakes up, roped to 4 stakes pounded into the ground round a stone altar. Torches burn around him where they've been hastily shoved into the ground, sputtering and lashing in the rain-filled wind. The worshippers are spread round him in a perfect ring, a blur of chanting and half-hooded faces in the dark. They're practically vibrating, like they've shown up for the world's best party. And apparently, he's a centerpiece, which he has a really, really bad feeling about. And then the guy wearing the horns of a goat steps forward, skin tattooed in swirling lines of blue and green. He has a knife, long and curved, to slip up under the ribcage. Sam's fairly sure it's meant for him. There's no give in the ropes. He was tied down by a pro, and the frantic, angry kick he gives with one leg does nothing but send tiny bits of rock skittering down. Sam gives one last great heave at the ropes just before the knife comes down. His eyes flash shut. There's complete silence. He's both surprised and relieved to not have a knife in the chest. He very cautiously opens his eyes. Every single human being is gone. And all Sam can hear is the wind through the bare branches and the sound of the rain falling steadily against the ground. What the hell? Sam Winchester, I look away for 5 minutes and you're getting yourself sacrificed to a forest god. And that voice he knows far too well. Sam jerks the ropes taut and tips his head back. He finds the amused curve of Gabriel's mouth, closely followed by the rest of his face. Sam sighs irritation and shakes rain out of his eyes. Gabriel. Luckily, I qualify in this particular instance. Forest god, god of mischief, meh, semantics. So I thought, before something less pleasant came to eat you, I'd come and see exactly how you planned to make your daring and heroic escape. Gabriel pointedly looks at where he's still tied down. How's that going for you, Sam? Are you going to untie me? Sam asks tightly, because this isn't the most comfortable position. Gabriel tips his head to the side and pulls a face, as if he's thinking about it. Seriously? Sam says, and jerks at one of his boots, leaving a streak of self-inflicted pain all the way round his ankle. You're probably the most ungrateful sacrifice ever, Gabriel complains. I'm not intending to actually be a sacrifice. There's a quick, amused noise, snatched away on the wind. Gabriel looks out at the circle. Do you know what all this... He waves a hand, indicating the scatter of bones and symbols burnt into the ground. Actually means... Sam sighs and twisted the rope around his wrist. I was mostly trying not to get stabbed in the chest. I wasn't exactly making notes, he points out. He shakes hair out of his face, but he still can't exactly see much of what Gabriel is gesturing at. Gabriel lays his hands on the stone either side of Sam's head and leans down, stops the rain falling in his face. It makes you mine, he says quietly. Signed, sealed, and delivered. Sam glares at him. I'm well within my rights to do whatever I like with you, Gabriel tells him, all flare of upside-down amusement. Sam tries again for some sort of slack in the rope, around his right arm, but it's going nowhere. Gabriel's eyes narrow just a little. He looks wilder than he has any right to between the low flames of guttering torches. And I'm tempted, he continues. This time he doesn't sound amused at all. Don't think I'm not tempted. I'm not playing with you, Sam snaps. Seriously, it's cold and it's raining, and the whole not being sacrificed thing would be more fun if I wasn't still tied to their altar. He jerks his arm, and rope slides on skin, slices in, and he winces and stops pulling. Gabriel goes very still. Sam's bleeding. He can feel it. He swears and turns to look, shifting his wrist carefully round. Sure enough, there's a smear of colour against the rope and on his skin. Gabriel's head very slowly tilts towards the trail of red that's running down his arm, bright there, and an inch away from the old grey of the stone. Bleeding on a pagan altar is probably a bad thing. A really bad thing. He leaves red wet smears on the rope, trying not to. But he's too well tied down, and he thinks there's more than a smear on the rope now. A lot more than a smear. Gabriel takes a breath, sharply, audibly, behind him. Sam tips his head back. Gabriel, he says quietly. There's a tightness in the angel's face now. Amusement sliding away to be replaced by something darker, something older. As if this is still something strange and real and dangerous. Gabriel. He doesn't react to his name. He's focused, worryingly focused, on that line of shifting red, half his face a dark shadow. The clearing is suddenly much colder, rain heavier and wilder. The air is heavy and electric, making it hard to take a breath and keep it. Gabriel doesn't feel like anything human anymore. He feels like something huge and terrifying. Layers and layers of pressure and control just waiting to uncoil and burn everything. Sam thinks maybe. Maybe you can't pretend to be a pagan god for hundreds of years without something bleeding through. He swallows and goes very, very still. Gabriel, he says very carefully. Gabriel, would you untie me, please? There's a pause that goes on forever, and Sam thinks he can hear his own heartbeat. One hand moves, slow, sluggish, not toward the rope. It comes to rest against the side of Sam's face, cold and careful, like he's something fragile. I want you to be mine, Sam, Gabriel says softly, as if from a very long way away. Sam very carefully doesn't react, doesn't do a damn thing. A thumb trails the edge of his eye socket, one ticklish sweep of skin. But I think I'd break you. He can hear Gabriel breathing. Gabriel? Very slowly, Gabriel's other hand comes up and tugs at the edge of the rope. Goes slack, and Sam very carefully pulls his wrist through it and levers himself upright, dragging the other rope away from his skin. When he twists back around, Gabriel is gone. There's just the roar of the rain. The end.